And so we're going to, and I want to do a little bit of preface. He mentioned it, but they're going to be, next Sunday they'll be in China. 3 Sundays from now they'll be in Thailand. 6 Sundays from now they'll be in Calcutta. 9 Sundays from now they'll be in Rwanda. I'll stop there. Erica Norton has such a heart, and one of the reasons this is so positively emotional is John and Erica's contribution to the church, their lives, and watching John pour his heart out all week to the kids, and he's done this for years. And then I didn't know this, but he was the MC at the Michael Chang golf tennis tournament in Newport all day yesterday. So John was announcing after preaching all week. They even made you the auctioneer. So we have an auctioneer now. Pat, next time we do the and then Erica, this amazing person that lines up. I don't know. Just getting my passport is I almost lose my salvation sometimes dealing with what it takes. And she's lined up 25 of these, and the visas, 29 actually, for all the kids and students. And but how long ago was your trip to Rwanda? How many years?
2006.
Six?
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Okay, 11 years ago. So 11 years ago, she came back, and she was a wreck. She had all these pictures of the kids, and she was bawling like, I just love these kids. You could, I say, Erica, they're so cute. And her eyes would blanch if you said anything positive. And honestly, if she could, if it would have worked out for her family, I think she would have been on a plane to go back. And then, but she was stuck because she's married to a tennis coach and a college professor. And they were young in their marriage then. I think John was still processing where he would teach and what he wanted to accomplish through both teaching and athletics and all of that. So they were, so they get to, 11 years later, you get to go back. Isn't God amazing? They're going back to the very place where she went for the first time. And it's Rwanda, you know, some of you younger people would not know, in 1994, there was a genocide in Rwanda where they estimate minimum 800,000, maximum maybe 1.5 million people killed in cold blood because of a post-colonial tribal conflict. People were killed in their hospital beds. People were killed in stadiums. It was like the worst of the worst, and Erica got to go there right when the healing was starting, and I'm really excited to see what this will be like for her this time and for the family. Then they go on to Croatia, and then to Greece. You know, the New Testament is written in Koinonia Greek because Alexander the Great. So Greek is like a hotbed of where all the New Testaments, Paul's apostolic travels, Athens, Macedonia, and then on into Turkey and different places like that. But then they're going to be in Germany in November, the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's 96 theses regarding the Reformation. So that's going to be a huge thing over there. And then into Spain, have a few tapas. I'm really, and I was there last year, and I know the people that they'll be connecting with, and it's going to be, I'm really excited to hear how that goes, because Cuba is still a communist country. It's still very hard to get around, and you have to be wise, but there are really strong Christians in Cuba that love the Lord. And then lastly is they go back to Guatemala, where they've been 3 times, I think, already. So when they go to India, they're returning. And when they go to Guatemala, they're returning. So I wanted to read this scripture. It's out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'm thinking of you guys as I read it. We give thanks to God always for all of you. And that includes you, Naomi, and Jack, and Sheffield, you too. We give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you have become an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, and not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith towards God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. Make no doubt about it, this is a missionary trip. This is a trip. There's going to be academics for the 29 going, 20 students, I think, and it's going to be a service trip where they're going to do good works, but it's also going to be a kingdom trip where they're extending the gospel. And I believe this trip has surprises for you that we don't know about yet. Everyone has, but I believe this trip is going to be special. A messenger, a herald, a minister, a witness, a champion, an advocate, a proponent, and even a pioneer. Because some places you're going, you've never been before. And I know the Holy Spirit is going to go before you. So when we bring you up here to pray, one of the things I want to pray for is power. That you have power. That you're not in word only. That the Holy Spirit will be with you. And also, you've done these trips before, but now, Jack, you and Naomi are going to remember them. You're getting older. You remember the last one, but now you're starting to, Dad, why are we going here or something? You know, it's a little more because, and Sheffield is one little anecdote about him. You know, when they came back from their last trip, church finished, and Sheffield went up to his mom and said, okay, we need to pack up. It's time to go. Because they had gone from so many different places. He was 2 years old. All right, Mom, pack up. It's time to go. Like, it's amazing. And I think what's really amazing, and this has been a family endeavor. So for them to see a three-year-old boy in Rwanda or in Beijing even, and these places, and see a family, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. And some things can't be taught. Some things can only be caught. And I believe that that's what our witness is about. So what I want to do, I don't know how to do this. I want the whole church to gather around them. So let's pull this out. I'm going to put you up here. If the front row would please move. And Bill, would you move these chairs real quick? And we'll just bring them up close so we can. And then I'd like everybody to get out of your seat and make your way around. I want to make kind of an igloo effect. And I want John and I want the Nortons right here. Okay. That's it. Where is Aaron? Would you get her?
Always working.
Come on in tight. We're going to be, everybody's got good breath. Okay, in Scripture, the laying on of hands, I want the elders to get up here especially, the elders, Matt and Pat.
It's behind
you. Come on up.
Got mics in case you want.
I need a mic, yeah. Laying on of hands is always in Scripture an impartation. So and the Scripture warns us not to lay hands on any person suddenly. We need to know who we're imparting to. And it also tells us not to lay hands on a novice, meaning someone that's young in the Lord even, and they get, because they're gifted or something, they can get puffed up. But these are proven saints, and you guys know them. They're of us. And what makes you guys authentic is this. You're taking this there, and you're being sent both by the Lutheran college, but by us. And so more than any of the other trips, I want you to really feel a part of us in this one. It, you know, I mean, I'm not on Facebook, but I get the news. So
he creeps Dudley's on it.
I troll Dudley's. Where is Aaron back here yet? I'm not starting with it. Aaron, hurry.
It's just for your whole class.
Okay, bring the kids up here too. We got nothing better to do. It's Sunday morning,
it's
right?
It's all Sheffy's class.
Your buddies are coming in.
Come on up. Aaron, did you make your way up in the group?
I'm trying to get here.
Aaron and Erica have been buddies since she was in high school. You're not getting away without praying.
I don't want to get away. I want to pray.
Okay, let's try. Do you know the chorus, Hallelujah? Like, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, it's such an honor to gather here today for the Norton family, and I just want to lift up Erica to you, Father, and just ask Jesus that I know that you have given her a big platter to handle a lot of things, but I pray, Lord, as her hands are tired and full with all the things she's carrying, I pray that she would feel a lightness that she's never felt before, because other hands are coming around her that she wasn't expecting. Her team would amaze her with their leadership. And I know Naomi here is a gift, that she would be a gift to her mother, that she gets an up-close view of seeing how her mom is serving, laying down her life, and that Naomi would just be a blessing to her mom in a whole new dimension. And Jack, just the protection that you've, just Jack being tall and strong and athletic and all those things, that he too is serving along with his mom. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to Erica in her dreams, Lord, things that she's going to encounter that she has no experience prior. We know, Lord, those things happen because you allow us to grow. And I pray that Erica will not be shaken, that she would remember that you are with her, and that you would give her wisdom in her dreams, and yes, that you would prepare her.
Thank you, Lord.
And
thank
I pray
you,
that you give her peace in her spirit, and that you give her a boldness in her heart, and that there would be a flow with her and John in a new dimension on this trip.
Yes.
That they could actually say, wow, this feels easy, because your yoke, Lord, your yoke, you don't put on us what we're not supposed to carry. And you make our burdens light, and our yoke is easy when we're clenched to you. So I pray that that would be their story.
Thank you, Lord. Coop, would you pray for John especially?
Lord Jesus, God, with your anointing and your favor, Lord, we have access to places that we wouldn't otherwise. And Lord, regardless of talent, God, without your favor and your anointing, we don't. So, God, I ask that you would cover John, Lord, you've called him and to lead his family to do this, Lord. He's such an anointed leader, God, but he's going to places that he really needs you, Lord. And so, God, I ask that you would go before him, Lord, in every town he enters, God, that he would just be following you. Lord, as you said, you only do what you see the Father doing. God, that he would be led by you in a way that he's never experienced, that it would be so fun and exciting on this adventure, Lord God, just in an adventure in you, Lord. So I ask that you would just have your favor, Lord, everywhere he goes, God, that your favor would go before him. Lord, he would be accepted in those places, and doors would be open because of you going before him. And God, as the protector of his family and all of these kids, Lord God, I know that's an incredible burden as a shepherd. Lord, I pray that you would protect this group, because I know that's his number one concern, is their safety, Lord. And so I pray that you would lift that burden as much as you can from his shoulders, Lord, and that they would be so protected, God.
And Lord, we just lift up the Nortons to you, Lord. And as we were praying, Lord, I'm just reminded that, Lord, we're going to hear the stories of the things that you see on their list, the countries, the missions that they're going to be serving. God, all those things are going to be seen, God. But I'm praying right now for the unseen. Yes. I'm praying right now for the condition of the heart for those that are going to be on this trip, God. I pray for a Holy Spirit awakening, yes. God, a release in all of these college students that are going to be under the leadership of John and Erica, God, that they would be able to model that. They would, as Kevin was praying, that they would have power, that they would show power, God, but it comes from you. So, Lord, I pray that whilst we pray for the safety things in the natural, God, I pray for the things in the supernatural to happen in a big way. God, that the stories would be bigger than just where they went, what they did, but how you expanded their horizon, how you expanded the kingdom, God. Yes, so we lift up them, lift up the kids to you, God. Jack, Naomi, and Chef, Lord, I just pray this would just be a continuation in just their worldview expanding drastically, God. I just pray that you would move in power. You would show that you're not just here in this little land or this little yes. area, God, but you are vast and huge, but yet you love them so much. So go before them, God. Lift them up.
Thank you. Okay, kids, I'm going to ask you to pray for them in only one sentence. I just want you to, I'm going to hand the mic to you, and you can lay hands, and I just want you to say, Lord, give them power.
Individual, go ahead.
Lord, please protect them, Lord. Thank you for them. Lord, just give the Nortons power in everything they do.
Protect them and just keep them safe.
Hope they have a good day.
Make sure they have power.
To protect them and just keep them safe.
To help them make great memories and to help the kids there and to inspire them about you.
I pray that they have fun and stay safe. Give them power to teach the gospel.
Yes. Anybody else?
I pray that you will help them change the lives of so many people.
Pray that the Lord gives them power
and to be safe.
Amen.
I pray that they make lots of memories, and I pray that their children are safe.
I pray that they have a good time.
Amen. Anybody else? We got everybody.
Huh?
Ben.
Make sure they're safe.
Amen. Okay. One last, I'm going to pray now, and they poured themselves out to the kids, and kids, it means a lot for you to pray for them. Raise your hand if you'll be praying for them on this trip, because we're not going to see them again until Christmas. Okay, so you got the kids. That's what I want. Well, Lord, we do, we put a bow on this, we tie it up, And we say, amen. We say they're called. They're being sent. They're under authority. They have a mission. They have a focus. And Lord, I pray, Almighty God, that you'll go before them, that you'll prepare a place for them in Beijing. I pray that you'll prepare a place for them in Thailand, that you prepare a place again in Calcutta, that you will do exceeding beyond what we can think or act. Lord, I pray that you'd meet them in Greece, in Croatia, Lord, in the cradle of where the faith really developed in the Christian faith, that they will touch and see things that very few people see because you're leading and directing their steps, Lord. I pray you'd be in Rwanda, and Lord, that they can actually witness and be a light in healing to that country that suffered so terribly, Lord. With in my own lifetime, it was just unspeakable what happened. And for them to come back and be able to be a blessing is amazing, Lord. And I pray for the time in Spain, the time in Cuba, Lord, that they, I pray that that they will be the first connect with Cuba, with our church besides myself, so that something will develop relationally, Lord, that they'll be the first of many from our church that will be able to go to Cuba and to share with the saints, Lord, and certainly, Lord, for Guatemala, which they've invested in already, that they know they're coming and they're preparing for them. So wherever they go, Lord, I ask you to fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, that they don't go in word only, but with power and anointing. And then when they get to a quandary, a fork, a fork in the road, that they will trust the Holy Spirit, that their underlying theme of this whole trip with all the plans and all the preparation will be trusting the Holy Spirit. And everybody said with a loud shout, amen.